WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road Friday morning. Good and early, and what a weekend it's going to be. This segment's going to be good. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Letting ourselves play. Have some holiday cash drops to give away, as well as our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, bringing the Crab Cake Tour to Catonsville. So I'm going to be in Catonsville Friday morning, and I'm from Dundalk, so the east side of town, right at the edge where the city meets the county. A little comedy going on this weekend, and a real homecoming. And you know, my wife's used to me being in here talking to celebrities and all that. But my wife heard that Tommy Davidson was coming to town. She started like ripping in living color lines and having a good time and movie lines and all that. So it is a pleasure to welcome home, but on my program for the very first time, the great Tommy Davidson. Not even talking comedy. We're going to talk smooth jazz. You're so inspired, Tommy. How are you, man?
Things are going great, man. In the smooth jazz space, I made it. Put it that way. I made it in.
How do you know you made it? When do you know you made it?
Well, first of all, I'm working with the top guys and girls in that business. And my song was accepted. So I did a song called Sweet Reunion with Dave Koz. And it went really well. And then my next one, the recent release is called I Know. And it's with Richard Elliott. And both of those guys are established, been around a long time. But on top of that, really great guys that love entertainment. And so this year, my first year in smooth jazz, I get nominated for the Breakout Artist of the Year.
I mean, so, that's unbelievable, right?
You know, I ain't win, but I did because I'm the Breakout Artist of the Year.
So the smooth jazz thing, we got to talk about this. I'm a writer, like by trade. Like my first vocation was a sports writer in the 80s. Like you used to be a comedian back in the day down on the DC Beltway and playing up here and being around. But smooth jazz, the last 15 years of my life, ever since I discovered that television had music channels and I would go around, I'm like, that's kind of nice. I listened to a ton of Dave Koz. I actually got a picture with Dave Koz in Cuba about 23 years ago. He went down there.
Really?
Did this exchange program. Yeah, I was there for baseball. And long story, Bodeguita Del Medio, Andy Summers from The Police, crazy stuff. But Dave Koz and smooth jazz, it is sort of, I don't want to say my guilty pleasure, but it's a thing you don't brag. I mean, I have bragged out on social media that I do get inspired by smooth jazz. But where does this thing come into you? Were you a smooth jazz guy?
For a long, long time, for probably, it probably started around 87 or something, you know, right before I got to LA and got into TV and movies and stuff like that. And I've always been influenced by great music because I come from the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and that now is the DMV. And so you know, and there was all this influx of different music, and that was one of the ones that caught my ear early in my childhood and throughout, because we had great radio and great music in that area. But I fixed on it because it seemed like the right door to go through to go into music. You see, I can go into music in any genre I want to, because for me, I believe that I can do music well in any genre. But I want to go in and I want to make the effort a genuine effort every single time. Not going into rock and going, I'm doing rock because I can do it. But going to rock because I got this great song that's killing, you know, with Slash and members of Alice in Chains. And you do it with some people that I know can do a great job with me, know me, love me. And we can make some people happy out there. And hip hop, the same thing. And whatever is next, the same thing. But what's most important to me is I don't want to go out there and say, hey, look, I'm a singer. Check this out. And I'm subject to someone on the couch in Buffalo, someone on a living room couch on their porch in Buffalo saying, I hate his music. He's some critic. You know what I mean? I don't want the bathroom stalls, you know. And I'll explain this to you. I don't want the bathroom stalls to have any power. You know, social media is great to get your stuff out there, you know, but it's not so great to keep your stuff out there, because it's not really the place of quality. It's the place of popularity. And I'm about quality. first. So I wanted to go somewhere where I can go to an audience that really digs me, knows about me, understands that I'm an artist, understands what the music is, and goes to the shows.
Were you a musical guy as a kid growing up in DC? I mean, did you do? I should say My Fair Lady because it just played here at the Hippodrome, and I took my middle school teacher, and I was in My Fair Lady in 1981. But were you a singer in that way before you were an actor, comedian?
Wait, about 4 years old. A spoon on the table in front of an audience. I was just talking to a friend of mine that grew up with me in Silver Spring, and he said, I remember from first grade to fifth grade, you were like killing every talent show. You were, singing. I thought you were going to be a singer, man,
Right.
Yeah, and me too. Me too. Then comedy happened. And that's a
Comedy
great.
come easy for you? I mean, it always felt like in that troupe in the beginning. I mean, for anybody seeing your face and coming out to see you this weekend, and you're doing five shows on my side of town here this weekend on championship game weekend, we're going to let everybody know how to get tickets and get involved and come out and see your act. But
I got a question for you for that, by the way, but go ahead.
I see you and I think, oh, Tommy, let me call Tommy. I mean, you've been making us laugh all this time. I don't want to say it's typecasted for anybody because you've done all sorts of things, right? I mean, and you're clearly fearless. And part of the comedian that makes you fearless makes you unafraid to fail, I'm sure, right?
I mean, there's no such thing for me. I make an effort. You like it, you don't. Hey, I did it. I did it. I was watching a documentary on the guy that invented the 240Z, and he was in his backyard. He was doing his bonsai plants. All he got for what he did was like this Rolex watch from the corporation, and he was back there talking about the car. But he said, I think that I can make a sports car from Japan that can trump every sports car in Europe and the US and be the best seller. And he did it. So the guy goes to him and says, hey man, you did all that and they only gave you Rolex. How do you feel about that? He said, I don't feel any kind of way about that. I had the idea.
Bragging rights, as it were.
It's my idea.
Right on. So did
Yeah,
you go to
so.
Dave? I mean, how did this come together? You did a Kenny Loggins song, right, to kind of pop out of this thing, right?
I'm influenced by everything. Kenny Loggins is one of the guys that influenced me from way back before In Living Color. One of the guys I looked up to as a skilled artist and wanted to be like. I mean, you already know that, right? I mean, Kenny just crosses, dun, 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 heart to heart, infinity last forever. I don't know, maybe we'll never end. Oh, darling, no, how can we go on together now that we can grow apart? It's the only wisdom, heart to heart.
You're a
Come on,
yacht
man.
rock guy, aren't you, Tommy Davidson? You, Mr. Yacht Rock.
I'm yacht rock, I'm hip hop, I'm rock rock, I'm thick rock, I'm Rush, I'm Rush, I'm all of it.
Really? You and Geddy
Oh,
Lee
come
getting
on,
it going.
man.
Well, you're going to be doing an
Come
event.
on.
So I dare I say you're at the Comedy Factory this weekend here in Baltimore. You're doing five shows, two on Friday night, two on Saturday at some different times. So make sure you go out to baltimorecomedy.com. I'll learn more about everything going on over in O'Donnell Street and the Heights on my side of town, as I would say.
It's
So
great.
are you going to
It's
sing like you
great.
just did? You doing get you going to do Michael McDonald this weekend too,
It
or no?
I never know. I get into it. Did you see Minority Report? Anybody see the movie Minority Report?
No, I did not see
Okay,
that.
in the beginning of the in the movie, he moves all these images around to find out who the killer is. Well, for me, I move all these images around to find who's going to laugh at what. So I look at audiences. I go, okay, that didn't work, but I'll do this and I'll do that. But once I find it, I drill a hole and I dig in. And I've been really lucky, man. Really, really lucky. And I can thank the radio too, from where we're from and the era we're from. I may be a little bit older than you, but anywhere from
You're just a little
1960.
older now. I got the wiki
Okay,
on you.
okay.
I know, you know, just a
Okay,
little bit.
okay, okay, okay. Just a little bit, okay.
I'll be
But
55 this year,
yeah.
so don't
Okay,
treat me like a
okay,
spring
okay,
chicken.
okay. I think he might be the same age as the Ravens coach. So so AM radio. when I was growing up, and you grew up in the area, you're only 3 years, 4 years
Well,
younger than
AM
me.
was all we had in the car in 1975, right? We were little boys, right? Literally, right? Yeah.
So we had it all. So we got to enjoy all facets of music because nothing was held away from us. You know, we had Don Kirshner. Hi, I'm Don Kirshner, and this is Rock Concert. Tonight we'll have Parliament and Funkadelic and Grand Funk and Iron Butterfly. See you in a minute.
But
Like,
we
that was
had,
that
I
kind
had
of stuff.
Don Cornelius too now. Come on, right?
Yeah, we had Don Cornelius with the Soul Train. And I mean, it was all, we had it all. That's what I'm trying to say. Well, all I'm trying to say is,
Then MTV came.
yeah,
And it changed everything.
well, you know, hey. You know, it must move on, but it's coming right back. The cool thing is, things are coming to right back to where they started. You know, but you just got to kind of grab them on an individual basis.
Has
You
there
know,
been a point where you didn't do stand up for a long period of time, or have you always been sort of working on your chops? And I always want to ask, as a writer, that you had this outlet as a young man and this team to do when you had something, boom, it could be on TV in a week or two. In your case, as you get
whatever
older,
I
how does
touch.
this work?
Comedy is the backbone. Comedy is the, you know, Tom Brady has football. Bruce Lee has martial arts. Michael Jordan has basketball. You know, the things that are the foundation. And then you move up from there to whatever you want to do. But the foundation for me is stand up. And it's something that I never really stopped doing. You know, unlike athletics, you know, you can play longer. You know, I mean, serious, you know,
Always fresh
I'm,
material for you out there
yeah,
too,
you're
right?
always, but as far as, you know, being diverse, you know, got to watch that word. I don't even like to say the word, you know, diversity. I don't even like to say it. You know, all of a sudden, you know, people will be on the radio, this radio station going, what about it? What about diversity? What are you saying about it? What, you know, so it's just there. And that's the start. And that's where I go from. I go from that center, you know, and I go from there and I branch off into all these other roads. There's the television road, there's the animation road, there's the media road, there's, you know, there's all these roads, there's a musician road, there's the Broadway or the play road, the theater road. You know, it doesn't really end with me. It
I
just
love when
keeps
that road when you were given the
growing.
family's vacations. That's just a beautiful thing, man. And
Oh,
that'll change your heart, won't it? That'll change your heart.
Wasn't that show hot? Oh my
Yeah,
God, I
anything that
love
can
that
make you
show.
feel good, especially, you know, during the plague or after the plague, right?
Yes.
Like after all we've been
Yeah.
through, you know?
We had a couple from Baltimore, a lesbian couple from Baltimore who had got married recently. And one of them had a child from a previous marriage and choked on a piece of candy and died.
Oh, man.
Okay. They never went to their honeymoon because of it. We took them on a cruise around the world. You know, they went and to Tahiti and all these beautiful places, did all these beautiful things. We were fortunate enough to cast their son's ashes at sea.
Oh, wow.
We redid their vows with the captain of the ship.
They're here in Baltimore. I got to get a crab cake with them. You should come up here and get a crab cake one day with them and just tell the whole story, make everybody cry, and we'll talk about Tahiti, man. It'd be great. I got to hear the whole story now. I'm going to have to go watch the episode, bro.
I'm taking you up on that. I'm taking you
No.
up on
No,
that.
see, I do with the Maryland
Sure.
Crab Cake Tour. That's why I'm doing the Crab Cake Tour on Friday. Tommy Davidson's here. Let's see.
Can I
Comedian.
stop by that thing? Can I stop by there?
State Fair, 9 a.m. till noon. You come by anytime you want. I'll make you
Where
breakfast.
is it?
It's
I'll
right in
find out. I'll find
Catonsville.
out.
It's right in Catonsville,
I know where
212, right on
Catonsville
the
is.
Bellwell. Yeah, it's right halfway between Silver Spring and Baltimore. A little closer to Baltimore,
I
though.
know
Yeah.
where it is. I know where it is. Yeah,
How
I know
often
where
do
it
you
is.
get home, and do you consider this home?
Yeah, I do. That's home. And I don't get there that often. I may come back to about 3 or 4 times a year to do comedy or entertainment or to see my sister and my family and my friends. And boy, do I got a lot. I got a lot. I grew up in a place called Rosemary Hills in Summit Hills, General Area 16th and East West Highway. Or it could be either Georgia Avenue and Colesville Road, depending upon how you come into it, you know?
Not far from the city line,
And
though, right? Pretty close, right?
right near the city line. And close to Chevy Chase and Silversburg. It's there. My friends that I grew up with in that neighborhood, hundreds and hundreds of kids, you know, are now my age and a bit younger, but we're all still in contact. You know, it was a very strong community and a very diverse community for its kind. And thanks to my mom, it was a co-op community where tenants could actually buy their apartments. And she worked for the Housing and Urban Development and was responsible for all these different changes in housing, you know, which was real interesting.
Tommy, I
So
talk about it here all the time, affordable housing, because I do a lot with Baltimore Positive, with politicians, and through all of this. And obviously during
Baltimore, right?
COVID, oh man, people being evicted, like, you know, just all of the worst of the worst, right? And trying to give a lift up, right? That was your mom, right?
Definitely. And you know, we're talking about some great cities, some really great cities with a lot of different types of people. And so I'm proud to be a part of that whole triangle of where we come from, and it's a part of who I am. And I plan on coming back. You know, I plan on coming back and doing some things, some businesses and stuff there, and really getting involved in the area. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be giving an award to a really good friend of mine who goes and visits the prisons for women who are there for long term. And I actually hooked her up with a woman there from Baltimore that has a foundation that helps human trap women caught in human trafficking internationally. And she's giving her the award. And all I had to do was hook them up on the phone. And it happened.
Power of proximity and relationships. Tommy Davidson, give me a little education here today. He'll be at the Baltimore Comedy Factory on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you don't want to watch a football game, go see Tommy. He'll make you laugh. And this is the last thing for you. Comedy's a little more dangerous. I mean, you talked about this a little bit in regard to diversity and what you can say and what you can't
Oh my
say.
God,
And I've talked to so many comedians in the modern era, and I guess really over the last decade, where things have changed and we've seen incidents in clubs and people are more easily offended and thin skin and all that. Certainly not the range you want to be in coming to the Baltimore Comedy Factory this weekend. But it has it changed your job fundamentally? Not your job, but
No.
how you go about your job.
I got real fortunate on that one. I was being prodded by people in my family and people who are doing comedy. You know, you gotta have more edge like these other guys. You gotta have more edge. You know, well, what does edge mean? You know, edge to me means that you don't laugh anymore. You just go, ooh. And I got into comedy to make people laugh and not go, oh, whoa. You know, I got into comedy to see people go,
Where's the line, though, where you know you're being mean or not being mean or being funny or being the eyes open up and wherever, because you never know where
I
the
would
end of
say
that plank is, and the end of that plank's different for every person, right? Literally.
and I would think that was in the and I would give that to the comedy of the beholder.
Well, I'm looking forward to beholding your comedy, and I really appreciate you spending a little time. I know your window's short. Five shows this weekend. Tommy Davidson's
I'm in
here.
the beholding those camp crab cakes.
Dude. Done. I've had,
Beholder,
listen,
I'm gonna be holding me one of those.
you
Are you
don't know,
crazy?
you just think you're talking to a guy with strangely long hair who's, you know, genuinely younger looking
I
than he
did see
appears.
the I did
But
see the bump
the
from like a
truth, it, well, that's the COVID do. It just started growing and then it was curly. My wife's like, you look Italian. You look like Furio in The Sopranos. But for me, this crab cake thing, I've had more crab cakes in more places. I pride myself on this than anybody I've met to date. So I've done 2.5 years of crab cakes. We've gone all over the state. We've had them on the Eastern Shore, West, everywhere there is to have a crab cake. And you know what it's done? It's stimulated diversity of conversation. It's allowed me to sit down in an era with anyone and talk about anything over a beer, an iced tea, a vodka, Bloody Mary, and a crab cake. And in your case, one of each would be fine if you want to stop by on Friday. But
Okay.
it really a pleasure to have you on, a pleasure to have you back. My wife's going to interview you next time because she's a big fan, and I'll let her know we had a good time together. And
Okay,
hope you do
thank
great.
you.
Hey, everybody, get out to Baltimore Comedy if you want to find the Tommy Davidson. I don't even talk about your book, dude. Next time on, we got to talk about book
We'll
and
get it.
memoirs.
Yeah,
All
we'll
right.
get it. All right.
Thank you for the great conversation. I
Thank you.
appreciate it.
Oh, one more thing. One more thing.
Go ahead.
Is it just me, or did that receiver for the Ravens almost catch that touchdown?
Hey, don't be talking. Listen, I was
No,
going to
no,
talk.
no, 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 no. Did you see that?
Yeah, he laid out. He didn't catch it. It didn't happen. The season's over. Listen, I was going to say to you, you were talking all those nice things about Silver Spring, and I'm thinking, I'm sure they're nice people, but they were Washington football fans down there. You know what I mean? This Baltimore Washington thing, we all,
I know.
you
I
know,
know. I
the
know.
ties
I know.
that bind, maybe
Always the ties about. Yeah, I know. I'm a
Capitals,
Viking fan.
Wizards.
I'm a Viking fan.
All right. Well, you're suffering too. All right. We're all
Okay.
suffering. We're all
Yeah.
wearing
All right.
purple and we're all
Yeah,
suffering.
there's also
Tommy
purple going
Davidson.
on. There's purple going on in the background. I thought you were trying to make me mad. You know what I mean? So.
Tommy Davidson, the heart of In Living Color. He'll be in your heart and certainly in our community. A Marylander by birth, but a Washington football fan by choice. BaltimoreComedy.com is the way to find the tickets. And you can find him at thetommydavidson.com as well as that on social media. And
Man, I like you.
wherever free
I like
laughs are
you.
sold, is what I would say. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. You never know who's going to show up on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're giving away some holiday cash drops as well as our friends at Window Nation on Friday at State Fair. We'll see you there. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.